segment and royalty in studio today as I am speaking with Rebecca Shanks live on the air. Rebecca is the current Mrs. Star Valley. Rebecca, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for coming up and joining me in studio this morning, and congratulations on becoming Mrs. Star Valley.
Thank you so much. I just feel honored to be here. It's kind of exciting, you know?
Very cool. So, Rebecca, how does one become Mrs. Star Valley? How does that work?
So actually, it's kind of interesting because I thought there would be a lot more to it as far as that went, but it's by application and it's first come, first serve.
Oh, okay.
So I had this goal for quite a long time and I just wanted to kind of do it. And so I contacted the pageant it was last summer, and I was like, hey, what are you guys, like, what's the process here? And so they just told me it was you send in an application and they make sure that your values align with their values. And it's just local titles are first come, first serve. And there are a lot available still. So, I mean, if there's more people that want to get into this, there's space.
Yeah, that was my question, because we have listeners all over the place.
Right.
Cokeville and Kemmer and Bridger Valley, I'm assuming they have their own local representative too, right?
So it would just be, they would contact the pageant director or one of our previous queens, Cassandra Yoder or Megan Waldron, and they can find them on Facebook or Instagram, and they would just contact them and send in an email, get the application, resend their application, and That's about it, huh? Yeah.
Okay. So, Rebecca, why has this been something you've done before, or what led you to want to do it this time?
So the closest I have come to doing a pageant before was actually I was a teenager, and I don't know if you remember or if you knew about it, but there was a company out of Utah that did beautiful, like, modest prom dresses, and it was called Beautifully Modest, and they did a model search across the country. And at the time I was actually living in New York, and I was selected as their Miss New York, and they flew me out, and I did like a fashion show and all of that kind of stuff and got special training for photo shoots and those things. But no, I've never done a pageant before.
Okay.
So this is a first time thing for me.
Now, there are several pageants I know. So what is this one? This is All American, correct? Is that what it is?
So this is a preliminary to the Mrs. America, which then goes on to Mrs. Universe. So it's just, there's so many different circuits as far as pageants go. But yeah, this one is Mrs. America, then Mrs. Universe.
Perfect. So you become Mrs. Star Valley, but then when you compete later this summer, that's actually the competition. That's the actual pageant part, right?
Yes.
So tell me how that works.
So there are three different categories that you compete in. One is the interview, and that is worth 50% of your score. And then there is a swimsuit portion, which at first I was like, that's really intimidating. But as I've spoken to a lot of the prior queens, they've told me it's actually really empowering. And you get to have this like just sense of, I can do this. I'm really confident. I feel great. And you just, you know, you go up on that stage and you feel really wonderful. And then there is a evening gown portion of it as
okay.
well.
So what do you do between now and then? How do you prepare for this?
So I mean, just me, myself, I've been training. I have a trainer at the gym, and she's been really wonderful. But I go to Peak Fitness, and they've sponsored me, which is exciting. And then I've been trying to get more involved just in the community. So, I mean, in the fall, it was, I think, November, I did a fundraiser concert for the food bank.
Okay.
And that was really fun. And I had a lot of local friends be involved in that. And we had a pretty good turnout, I felt like, but that was at the Ford. And then coming up this month, I am actually going to be, you know, making an appearance at the FFA fundraiser that Swift Creek has put on. So that's going to be really fun too. And I'm really looking forward to that. And then I've been just kind of going out and trying to see like what I can do. I'm trying to get some like story times set up with the elementary schools. So, I mean, if there's anyone at the schools that wants me to come and read stories or even just do like a quick presentation in class, I would be open to that. That would be really fun for me.
Very cool. So you mentioned you're going to some of these events. You even have some sponsors. So are you looking for more community support? Do you need more sponsors? How does that work?
That would be fabulous. So basically the sponsorships are helping just cover the cost of everything. And it's a great way to get some extra advertising for the businesses and companies. I mean, just for example, with SwiftCrick, I am going to be helping them with some like photos and some appearances there. And then I also, Rustic Rose has sponsored me, and she helped me put together like a little capsule wardrobe of some really beautiful pieces in store. And she'll get to say, you know, I outfitted Mrs. Star Valley. And it's just kind of like a mutually beneficial arrangement. And it can be really good. And basically, like, it's just up to, you know, me and the sponsor, and we just together come and decide, well, what can I do for you? And what are you going to do for me? And it's just okay. One of those things.
I like that. So Rebecca Shanks in studio, the current Mrs. Star Valley, and you'll be competing in June, correct? Is when that takes place in Casper?
Yep.
So let's say you become Mrs. Wyoming. What happens after that?
So the Mrs. America pageant is in August in Las Vegas. So then I would go on to, I mean, I would obviously probably try to get some statewide sponsors between the Mrs. Wyoming pageant and the Mrs. America. And then I would go on to compete in Mrs. America. And that, I mean, that would be amazing. I would love that. That'd
be very
super
cool,
fun.
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. So how many Mrs. people across the state of Wyoming are there right now that you'll be competing against, do you know?
So actually, it's a really small pool. I think I would say there's probably 6 or 7, but it's not very many.
Okay.
So yeah, we really would love some more people to sign up and get this going. It would be awesome.
Well, Rebecca, this sounds really, really cool. Are you trying to figure out how to get this out? So you say you sign up for this. Are you the first Mrs. Star Valley that's in a while, or has there been someone that's done this for a while, every year? Has there been someone from Star Valley?
No. So they're actually, I don't think the last time I'm aware of, it was at least 15 or 20 years ago that there was a Mrs. Star Valley. So I'm the first in a while, as far as I know. But yeah, we don't have a Miss Star Valley. Just, you know, little plug there. We need a Miss. That would be really fun.
Okay. And it's the same process? For a Miss? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, Rebecca, wish you the best of luck. If anyone wants to contact you for a sponsorship or a partnership or however that may be, how do they do that?
So finding me on social media is a really easy way. You can get my email. I can just give that out right now. It's Becca, BECCALEEA@gmail.com. You can email me. I am around, you know, town a lot. My kids are really involved in Desi's, and so we're here a lot. And so I am, you know, around, and I'm happy to, you know, have those conversations with anyone. But yeah, it would be awesome. One thing I love about Star Valley is just the community support we have for everything and everyone. It's been just an amazing place to live. So.
Absolutely. Well, Rebecca, thank you for stopping by. Anything we missed that you feel like we need to touch on today with this?
I don't think so. I mean, you covered a lot. So yeah, I think we did great.
Absolutely. Rebecca Shanks, the current Mrs. Star Valley, she'll be competing for the Miss Wyoming crown in June in Casper. And we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you so much.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.